You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. And now for a little nerd time with Molly Wood. Let's start with a refresher on something called Moore's Law. More than half a century ago, Intel co-founder Gordon Moore predicted that essentially processor power would increase exponentially over time. It's a little more complicated than that, but for decades, the rule has pretty much held true, and it's led to faster and cheaper computing power. That enables supercomputer-like phones in our pockets, self-driving cars, smart refrigerators, stuff like that. But there is a popular belief these days that chip makers just won't be able to keep up with Moore's Law anymore. For more on Moore, we've got Intel's Stacy Smith on the line. He's Executive Vice President of Manufacturing Operations and Sales. Stacy, how are you?
I'm great. It's great to be here with you today.
So you are in San Francisco, as I understand it, talking about, of all things, Moore's Law. I have heard rumors that Moore's Law may have been killed off. But you say not so fast, right?
No, not so fast. You know, the rumors of Moore's Law death stretch back 25 years. And what happens is the smart technologists figure out ways to continue to advance it and solve problems that, you know, they had supposed were insurmountable. And the beauty of that for us is that it lets us bring down costs and bring more capable products to the marketplace year in, year out.
And what has, for those who have not followed this story arc, what is Moore's Law playing out over time meant for Intel's business in particular as you keep building computer chips?
Yeah, it's huge. It is it's the economic law that really drives our business. And frankly, it's not just huge for us. It's huge for the industry and the economy at large. Specifically for us, what it means is that every generation we can bring out new capabilities that enable people to, you know, have new usage models like immersive virtual reality, or to solve the big problems of the world by putting, you know, supercomputers to work on mapping the genome, those kinds of things. And we can do it at a lower cost and more capability.
At what point does physics start to get in the way? I know that, that you know, you've already had to cross what seemed like impassable barriers to keep making transistors smaller and more powerful. How long can that go on?
Yeah, it's a great question. I was in the factories back, you know, in 1990, so 25 years ago, and that was the point at which the line that we were trying to scribe on a wafer was more narrow than the wavelength of light, and we used something called lithography to do that. So it was actually, think of it as almost a photo process, and that was seen as an insurmountable technology barrier. There's just no way the industry could progress past the wavelength of light, and it wasn't even a speed bump. The reality is that the smart men and women that work in these factories and technology development, they find ways to use x-rays. They find ways to bend light by putting it through water, and they continue to solve these problems.
What does this mean for what does this conversation mean for the actual physical creation of these transistors? Like, are we talking about the tiniest robots building the tiniest chips?
We have highly automated factories. I wouldn't say it's robots building chips. You know, each factory that we build has thousands of people. The work that they do is very different than what they used to do. It's moved from, you know, physically touching the wafer to being engineers to make sure that the equipment that's manufacturing the products is doing that with a high level of precision. I think the big impact of Moore's Law, though, is it just that basic model of being able to double the capability every year, or bring the cost down every year, or every 2 years, excuse me, is just a fundamental driver. I shared some, if I can digress a second, I shared some fun data that we had pulled up that said if other industries progressed at the same kind of doubling of capabilities every 2 years that Moore's Law had, and if you applied the same metric to something like gas mileage, it says you could drive to the sun from the earth on a single gallon of gas. You could drive that, you know, distance with a single gallon of gas. It's just a phenomenal driver of our business and the economy.
So how much, I mean, it seems like every day we have some new vision, whether it's, you know, the virtual reality, completely immersive virtual reality, self-driving cars, missions to Mars. How much of that actually depends on you being successful in extending the life of Moore's Law?
Yeah, all of it.
All of it.
You know, if we stopped being able to advance the capabilities of computers, we would stop advancing our capability to solve some of these problems. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Stacy Smith from Intel, thank you so much.
It's great talking to you. Thank you.